This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
And we are back. Prattcast finally back to the way it was intended to be, the way that God wanted it to be, with Steph Pratt at the helm. Where have you been?
Okay, so obviously I wasn't here last week, but the week before, this was put in the diary like a year ago. It was my best friend and jewelry partner from Mimi London's wedding in the Maldives.
How was it?
2 weeks ago. So that's why I missed that one. Unlike anything I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
But she's like, that's who she is. She's really creative. She's a designer, obviously. So everything was just insane. I just don't understand how moms do it all. Like, she's got two little boys, a business. They go to school. She not deals with an ex-husband. They're like, they're good, but she's got an ex-husband, you know, a whole new family, buying a house. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, there are not enough hours in the day for these women, but they make it happen.
I know.
So impressive. But annoyingly, I did lose my cell phone in the airport in Dubai.
Yeah.
I think, no, honestly, I think this podcast has become a curse. Because up until we had this podcast, I had never in my entire life lost a cell phone. And I mean, there's so many drunk times getting out of black cabs for the past 6 years. And even when I lived in New York, that it's so easy to leave in a cab. Never have I ever lost a cell phone. Now we've got this Prattcast podcast. They are dropping like flies. It's weird. I don't know. It's something is weird. So yes, I lost my cell phone in Dubai before I even got to the Maldives. And it was really frustrating because like there's a girlfriend on the plane because there's like 65 of us going to this wedding to like take over this, you know, hotel, blah, blah, blah. And so she dialed the phone and the bathroom attendant answered it. So it was like, yes, oh my gosh, this is great. 20 minutes till we take off. That was in gate C. We're in gate B. The flight attendants are like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
Do you want to get off the plane or do you just want to leave it? And I was like, leave it, duh. So I just got a phone back last week.
Nice.
I went a couple extra days without it. But yeah, it was really funny. Everyone at the wedding was like, how do you not have a phone? Like, I was like, well, this is great. We'd all be taking the same photos and videos. Mm-hmm. I can actually enjoy it like in person and I'll get it from you guys.
It's weird that we're only a couple years removed from a time in which no one had cell phones. Like, I remember not having a cell phone. Can you imagine trying to just get through life without one right now?
Dude, that's what I'm doing. And it's amazing.
On the Bachelorette or the Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise or whatever, they take your phone away. And I mean, not for me, because I don't live on set anymore. But like when you're like on the show, they take your phone away. And it's a weird, like, it's a weird addiction thing where you go through withdrawals for a couple days, you kind of freak out, and then you're clear-headed and of mind and body and soul, and you don't need a phone. So I think I've heard of like famous people doing this where like they don't have a phone or like they just have like a flip phone or something. And I think there's something
to got like 30 assistants and butlers around them being like, phone call.
Did you know that Bill Murray doesn't have a cell phone, nor does he have an email address? He only has a toll-free number. So if you want Bill Murray to be in your movie, like Sofia Coppola for Lost in Translation had to call this number repeatedly and be like, I'm Francis Ford Coppola's daughter. I'm making this movie and I want Bill Murray to be in it alongside, what's her name? Scarlett Johansson. And eventually he got back to her. So we can live without phones. But also all of our listeners don't do that because the majority of you guys listen to our podcast on your phone. And so we need you to keep on listening and the numbers to go up. So that'd be great. Speaking of being on my phone, I'm on looking at it right now and I have some big news stuff. It's not like me news, but it's more of like proud fiance news. And it was today that the news broke that my fiance, Sarah, is teaming up with the writer of The Big Sick, Emily Gordon, who I like. There was like Oscars for that movie, by the way. They're teaming up together for a like semi-autobiographical new TV series on ABC with the showrunners, I think, of This Is Us. So like just bunch of heavy freaking hitters coming in.
Yeah, Sarah. That's awesome.
So it's like a pilot commitment. So, you know, who knows?
Is she a writer? Like, is this?
She's an EP on it, and this is her concept.
Sick.
And then she brought in, or they got Emily Gordon to like come in with her, and then together they're like creating this thing. So, anyway, just like super.
Is it like a comedy, or is it very real life? Like, This Is Us. Give us more details. This is very cool.
Well, I just don't know exactly like everything that I'm allowed to say, but I believe the format is multicam. So that's exciting because that'll be like a new format for her. And I think it's
multicam. Is that, so that's not like how Modern Family is shown?
No, because I'm technically Modern Family shot like The Hills or The Bachelor is, you know, it's like a single cam then into interviews and stuff. Multicam is like in front of a live studio audience. So that's like Seinfeld or Frasier or The Big Bang. Like those are multicam shows. Friends is a good example of that too.
The real deal.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. And it's kind of like loosely based on like her struggles as, you know, someone who deals with, I guess, being sick and people don't really know that she's sick because of like her kidney transplant. So I think it's like loosely based on kind of that. So anyways, it should be, I'm just really excited and I'm really proud of her. So I just wanted to say good job, Sarah.
Yeah. Good job, Sarah. What an exciting time for her.
I know. It's crazy, right? Like, and also like she's
this project.
I know she's still in the middle of Modern Family and she's just jumping right into a new thing. So, I really got to step it up in like my success rate, you know? It's a little lopsided.
You are successful. You're like on a million TV shows. You're on a million podcasts. Oh my gosh. You have a podcast with Trish Cyrus. When are we getting to this?
No,
later. Okay.
No, I don't.
But no, you work. What?
I have a podcast with Brandi Cyrus, Tish's daughter.
Brandi.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I thought that Trish was the mom? And then when I read something that you had, like, I was like, the mom? Okay.
She is the mom.
I know, but I thought, like, in headlines ages ago, it said, like, you had tried to, like, see if there was anything there with your co-host.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was thinking Brandi was
the was mom. Tish. Gotcha.
And, yeah. Which is not the case.
Yeah, that's funny, though.
So when is this going to be, like, a fall?
I don't know.
Pilot like, or not that soon?
This literally just came out. So I think that they're still probably trying to figure out like, the logistics of it all. So who knows? But there will be a pilot. That I can assure you.
And it's going to be one that airs?
I don't really know. Like,
it's not like to sell. Like ABC already bought it. Like it's ABC for sure.
Yes,
oh my God. And that's your network.
I know.
Everything comes together. I love it.
I know. We're just two ABC kids. Lost in love.
You guys are. Oh. Let's, the alphabet.
Let's get away from network TV and go to cable TV. The Hills. Are you caught up on The Hills?
Sorry, Wells. I couldn't watch it because of the VMAs.
No, there was no episode.
But other than that,
yes!
No, I'm not caught up at all.
Totally fine because there was no episode last night because of the Video Music Awards.
The VMAs.
Yeah. So you're caught up as to
Did
like
you
the.
Go?
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
I know you could have flown back today.
No. They asked me to go and I was like, can't do it. Wait, hold on. So there was no episode last night, but there was an episode last week and then there was an episode the week before. And we didn't get to talk to you the last 2 weeks. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on like the last two episodes. Did you watch them?
No, I have. I was in the Maldives and in Dubai.
I know, but like, still, it's exciting. You're on this TV. Okay, so then, can I tell you something that bugged me about the episodes that included you?
Okay.
So, And I like Jason Waller. He came and filled in when you were gone. We've had on the show before. And what I really liked about like his part of the show is that he was like shining light on a real problem, which is addiction. And it was a lot of that episode mm-hmm. was about Jason. And I thought that was really wonderful because as like fun and silly and dramatic as your show is, there's also like there needs to be room for serious situations. And they really honed in on him like falling off the wagon and like or his slip up and everything. And then they go to you and you start talking about like your battles with addiction and meth and all this stuff. And it just kind of like gets glazed over a little bit. And it was just something that kind of bugged me because I think both stories are important. That's why I wish you had seen the episode to be like, yeah, like there was a whole lot more conversation about this or there's going to be more coming on down the pipe. So, I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
I did talk to Ashley, his wife, mm-hmm. A couple times, and we were talking about that episode. I hadn't seen it, but I know what we filmed, and I saw the notes on it and talked to Ashley, and it's really sucky that they didn't give this more time and make this a bigger story throughout the show. I think Jason kind of brings the most in a way to the show. He, you know, brings it this like foundation that this is real and, you know, there's a positive message, but there's so many people struggling, especially like with, you know, the fans that grew up with us and the new fans. It should have been just such a big part of this show, like showing what he does, you know, where he volunteers, all of that. And, you know, Ashley's really frustrated. We're all really frustrated when he wasn't in one of the main cast titles at the beginning of the show, because like we all thought he's got the most to give to the show. And also really weird, I don't want to get into it too much, but that whole conversation that I have with Ashley on the show got butchered a lot and was before and after scenes that it was in the wrong order. So it was, and this is why like it's nice to not watch, because I don't want to get so anal and, you know, caught up on all these details. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, generalizing all of this, Ashley and I do think it's really effed up. Like we wish Jason had way more of a platform and way more airtime. It's crazy that that's glazed over.
No, but crazy. What I'm saying is that
is my part.
Yeah, like you're talking about like your problems with addiction and meth, and like it seems like that was glazed over, and that kind of bummed me out because that's an important story to tell as well.
Oh, but that story has been told so many times. I think everyone just like knows that. I think it's just like kind of like, hi, my name is Stephanie, and that's like the bottom of my name tag in a way, which is horrible. But I think I've been so open about it since, you know, over 10 years. People just kind of know, but I appreciate that. Thanks, Wells. That's really nice. When I was talking to Ashley, I was talking to her because my dog had died 2 days ago. Yeah. Like that was the main part of our conversation. Because we had already had a conversation about Jason another time. So this one, like, that might also be why it was kind of glazed over, is because this wasn't the, you know,
the main focal
scene
point of the
that we had. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly. It wasn't the main focus originally.
Okay. The one thing that I did want to talk to you about that I was bummed when you weren't on the show was the bachelorette party for Heidi. And I just need to ask, like, did anyone tell you to say the last time we met you had longer hair to Brandon's girlfriend?
Oh no, that's in it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And Brandon thinks I did that on purpose. Brandon says to me, I don't know if it was in the episode, but he goes, please, like, don't screw this up. Don't say something stupid. Be nice. I really like this girl. And I was like, I gotcha. Oh my God. I thought she had long hair. I couldn't dig myself out of that hole.
And then we know you tried.
When I said that, oh my God. Oh, it went on the whole night. We went to the club and I was like sitting on the floor with her, like just hardcore BFF, just being like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. We became very close that night. No, oh my God, not like that. See, I say dumb things. Oh God.
I didn't take it like that, but
But yeah, that's
now I am
so
taking it
bad.
like that.
I hope Brandon doesn't think that was intentional. But I'm really unobservant. That is really funny though. Did you like her? I really liked her.
Yeah, I think she's awesome. I feel really bad for her in that moment when it's like very obvious that you're talking about a different woman that he's been like bringing around, you know?
Now, do we ever find out who that woman was or no?
Not,
On the show, I'm saying.
I mean, not yet. Like that wasn't something that was addressed, at least in the last episode. So I don't know.
Intriguing.
Yeah. I did, I mean, so like there was no Hills episode last night because the VMAs were
Wait, I
last
have a
night.
quick question.
Okay.
Okay. Do they show Misha and I going into this really weird sex shop?
Yes.
Okay, and then do I have an interview where I'm saying, I don't know, Misha called me. She's really into this kind of stuff. I thought it was weird to go shopping for Bachelorette at a store like this, but Misha's crazy. Please tell me they use that.
I don't know if I remember that part. I mean, like, there's the whole thing
Oh
is.
my God, when I was saying that Misha's like a sex shop addict,
She
damn
is?
it. No, not true, but like I said it so deadpan seriously. I was like, she called me, she wanted to go there. It was
Yeah.
really weird. Like just screwing around.
We did want to
Because I know
know.
she'd get so embarrassed.
We did want to know, did you buy that red, that red leather jacket?
No, but you want to know what's so funny is on the wall in the shop, there was a photo of Audrina and Lauren.
Really?
They had been there before.
Was it Hustler? What sex shop was it?
I don't even know if it was like a famous name. It was like in the nitty itty gritty
Yeah.
of Hollywood. Like, you know, and it's like past all the names, you know, on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
It
Totally.
was weird. It was creepy.
Is it the first
But
time you've been in a
also
sex shop?
Paris and Nikki were on it too. So obviously I sent them photos and made fun of them for a while. But secretly I was just jealous that she didn't ask Misha and I to take a photo.
Yeah, that's messed
Stuff like
up.
that.
But
I
also,
know.
I mean, it's messed up, but you also just don't want your picture in a sex shop. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that, you know, because it just makes people think, oh God, they've really fallen from
I know.
grace.
Nikki wrote back immediately, why the F are you even there? I was like, oh, well played.
Trying on a new jacket. I'm very excited about it. Wait, hold on. So I wanted to talk about, so last night there was no Hills episode because the VMAs were airing. And I don't know if like you're caught up with like everything that's going on, but like you know that now there's like talk between Caitlyn and Miley, right? Like have you heard about
Oh
this?
my God. So my head exploded yesterday.
Yeah, so last
It was a
night.
bank holiday here and on a picnic. I
Yeah.
was like being shown photos and everything. Dude, that's like they're okay, sorry, my head exploded yesterday. It's still exploding, but sorry, continue.
Well, okay, so you just found out that like there was like pictures of them on vacation or whatever, and now the speculation if they're dating, and then last night the VMAs, there's definitely like footage of them holding hands together at the VMAs.
Oh, I know. Wild. But Caitlyn is so lucky.
What?
Like, literally the luckiest.
Why do you say that? I mean, I agree with
She's
you.
dating Miley. Miley is literally the sickest human ever. I'm obsessed with her. Like,
Hold on. I want to ask you some. Who,
okay.
what reality star outkicked their coverage the most? Is it A, Wells dating Sarah Hyland? Is it B, Tyler Cameron dating Gigi Hadid? Or is it C, Caitlyn from The Hills dating Miley Cyrus? Who has outkicked their coverage the hardest?
Ooh, I'm gonna say Tyler, only
Yeah.
because Caitlyn would always be relevant and get coverage because she dated Brody and will always get confused for Brody's mother, Caitlyn Jenner. So she, you know, she's going to be on the next series of The Hills. So she would always have massive coverage.
Okay.
Tyler, on the other hand, unless he went on Paradise or did some crazy, he would have, you know, just gone back to his normal life. He's dating Gigi. That, wow.
Yeah, but
good on him.
Danielle, jump into this.
Steph,
hey Danielle,
you need to Google a picture of Tyler C because I think your mind might be changed.
Oh my God,
he's an attractive human.
Okay. He's a very good looking man. I get it. Anyways,
oh my God, I'm so excited.
If I have to jump in on this, I would have to say that I think Caitlin and Miley. I think that's a little bit of a stretch because Wells, when I see you and Sarah together, it totally makes
not
sense.
Not this guy. No.
And then Tyler and Gigi are just like a genetic lottery.
Yeah.
And then Miley and Caitlin, I just don't know how their personalities mesh, but I'm here for it. But I think that's out of those three examples, that relationship is a little bit of a surprise. I'm like, oh, okay.
I also think that Miley is the biggest superstar of all three in my mind.
That too. And Miley's like all over the place. Like she's like so authentically herself, but
yeah.
She's got a huge personality.
Yeah.
And Caitlin's like more sweet and like laid back a little bit. So it's just surprising.
I know. By the way, I just want to go ahead and say that I walked so Caitlin and Tyler could run. Okay. I did the heavy lifting of proving that you could go on a stupid reality TV show and date someone way too good for you. So guys, lady, you're welcome. Okay?
It's true. You were the first.
I was.
Sarah, she was a trailblazer.
She was. She went slumming way too long ago.
She saw something she liked. She got it.
We can spin this, I'm sure. Okay, so I want to go back to the...
Okay, so what I think about Miley and Caitlin and Brody, all of this, because I have actually been dying to talk to you about all of this. So I love that. I don't know if it's starting to be shown, but it's very much in the public that near, you know, when Brody and Caitlin were still together, they were talking about having a baby and she really wanted one and he was definitely not ready. And a while ago, one of the first podcasts we did, I remember saying that it made me kind of feel not uncomfortable, but it's definitely pressure from society. It wasn't Caitlin. Basically, Caitlin said, when we're all in a car going to lunch or something, she said, well, you know, I'm going to be 30 this year or next year. And I always said that I'd have a kid at 30. And Audrina and Ashley were piping in about what age they wanted to have a kid and kind of what girls grow up thinking, like, you have your first kid before you're 30. And I know you won't relate to that, but there is this kind of unsaid word among young women. And I obviously don't have that. And it just kind of makes me, it like bums me out in a way. Like I don't take it personally or anything, but definitely that, you know, in society's eyes, I'm kind of f***ing up as a young woman. Like, it bums me out. All good. I'm happy with my choices. But thank God that Caitlin wasn't, you know, still trying to do this just because it was an age or number that she wanted to have a child by. And also, I think a lot of, so can we now, like, for sure say Brody and Caitlin had an open marriage now that she's fully a lesbian? Like, we can say that, right?
I don't know if I'd say that,
like,
she's...
It's pretty...
Well, I guess we kind of can,
no.
Just because on the last show that aired, the teasers implied that Caitlin could, you know, had no problem with Brody sleeping with other people. So I think we could kind of say that.
But I don't know if I'd go as I don't know if I'd go as far as to say that she's a lesbian. I think she's fluid.
Lesbian, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's a nice word. This is all so funny because. Rewind to the beginning of the series when this whole rumor about them having an open marriage, you know, we're all getting yelled at for saying that we're making everything up, that Spencer originally made this whole rumor up. I think like now and I think the show is starting to show it as well, that legitimately, you know, Caitlyn's dating Miley now. She's fluid and gives more validation to the open marriage scandal. Moving on, that's all I'll say. Unless, Wells, you have something to say?
No, I don't. I just, listen, I think I said it in the last.
I'm just so happy the truth is out.
Well, listen, I just want, because I now know all of these players, I just want people to be happy. And that's all that really, really matters to me. I want to go back to the last episode.
Oh, wait, sorry. I just want to finish my thought on her and Brody. And Brody, I was really on his side because he wasn't ready. And I know if you're telling a guy, I want a baby now, I want a baby now, and he's saying no, 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 that is just not going to be a good situation. And I think Caitlyn, I feel like another motive for her to have a baby with Brody was to possibly close the open marriage and make it, you know, more of a family, 1, 2, 3, us with our child. And that's hypothetically speaking completely. I'm just so happy that Brody said no. And how is Brody making any public statements about this?
Well, he's been seen
like,
out
have
with
they had a war of words.
He's been seen out with another woman.
So that's my girlfriend. This isn't even crazy story, but go on.
Well, yeah, he's been seen out with another woman, and then he kind of like poked fun at like paparazzi pictures of Miley and Caitlyn, and Miley like retorted back, being like, "Why don't you go cool down and go take a nap in your truck or something like that?" Hashtag hot girl summer. So, so yeah, I think that's kind of like all that's happened. So now tell your story of how the girl that he's with now is your friend.
Okay, so as you know well, I'm very tight with Nurse Jamie. And someone that I met through Nurse Jamie is Jessica Canseco. So I've known and been friends with Jessica for about 10 years. And before the show started, they asked us to, you know, think of young, cool people to bring to the show. I think they were worried that since we're all really old, we'd be really boring. So we're all like trying to be like predators, trying to find our young friends. And I was talking to Jessica about it. And again, this is like over a year ago.
Okay, hold on. I want to stop you. I want to stop you real quick because I believe her name is Josie Canseco.
I know, this is the mom.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Keep going.
So this is so long ago. So I was like, how do we get Josie to come on the show? And she was like, she's so happy living in New York. She just booked Victoria's Secret. And I was like, what? And obviously that was, I know there's, did Victoria's Secret get canceled? Is that real?
Yeah, the show got canceled. The company still exists.
Okay, that's a whole nother episode. And so I just knew that like for a model, that is just the biggest possible trophy you could ever reach. So we're like celebrating, we call her and we're talking about the hills to her and she's just like being really cute and shy and just talking about modeling, la la la. So that was like before we started filming, I was trying to get Josie on the show. And then in New York, this is so funny. Brandon was fighting with whoever he was dating while we were on the press trip.
What length of hair did she have?
God knows. Who was he dating? Literally. But he was really upset. He was like crying a lot of the trip. Not crying, but... Well, I mean, then he invited a group of models over to make him feel better. And Josie was one of them.
As you do.
So that was really fun. So I was like, oh my God. So I thought Brandon was going to be hooking up with Josie.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we literally stayed in the club and danced to gangster rap at Avenue till early in the morning. She is such, like, Brody's so lucky. She is such a cool chick. Like, she's not, like, one of those girls who's, you know, not that there's anything wrong, but, like, blogging and obsessed with, you know, social media. Like, she's athletic. She's down earth. Her mom is so cool. I think she's a really cool chick.
Her father's a famous baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on Heidi's music?
We have so much more to talk about.
Do we?
Like, Caitlin is dating Miley Cyrus.
I know, but we...
This is the biggest thing, like, since sliced bread. This is huge.
Well, first of all, that's unconfirmed.
Like, I just want to call Caitlin and be like, tell me everything about her.
Yeah, this is also unconfirmed that they are dating. They're just been seen, like, hanging around each other.
You got to say that legally.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Last night, they were at the VMAs holding hands. Okay. They are together.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, well, there's...
They are. I bet they're living together and everything. Girls move fast. Imagine two girls. I just think it's so great. Like, it's... And she's really going on the up and up because she first came to LA and dated David Spade. And then she started dating Brody. And now she's dating the queen of the universe.
She dated David Spade? What?
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, so I keep on trying to pivot to a different subject, but you want to keep going. So is there anything more that you want to say?
One more thing.
Okay.
I also was shocked that no one from the show went to the VMAs except for Brandon Whitney.
Oh, really?
Were you shocked? Like, that's so surprising to me.
I don't know. Everyone was there, so I don't even know if I just didn't see pictures of people from the Hills, you know, in the tabloids.
No, it was only Whitney and Brandon.
Well, I was invited. So.
No, I'm saying from the show, like the VMAs last year is when we announced the show is coming back.
No, I know.
And in the series right now, I'm just surprised that the entire cast and that MTV didn't force the entire cast to go.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about Heidi's music, your thoughts, and I want to talk to you about our mutual friend, Derek, and your thoughts of him on Bachelor in Paradise, okay?
Oh my gosh, we finally get to talk about that?
Yes.
Great.
All right, back in the Prattcast, Steph Pratt. On the show today, very excited about it. I wanted to ask you this one question. You keep on kind of like dodging it, but what are your thoughts on Heidi's music?
Just because I love her music does not mean that I like her 1% as a human.
Wow. This is not how I expected
this to be answered. I freaking love.
Really?
Love. But I am that girl. Like, Britney Spears is my hero growing up. Like, I love that kind of pop, fun, happy music. And I'm sorry, again, I know, like, I plug this all the time. Like, even at the wedding I was just at, I was telling someone to Google it. But if you see her perform at Miss Universe, like, she is so good at stage presence, like, blonde, bubblegum, pop princess, dancing and singing. Like, she, like, I really, if I don't know. Maybe her reputation and things hadn't happened on the Hills how it did, and she went straight for a pop star career. Like, I would totally think that she would have made it.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
I love her song. But again, her songs, like, they were, you know, $500,000, more than that, to buy one of these tracks because they were written for Kesha and Britney Spears and... whoever else is still singing that pop genre. They were written, you know, that's who their clients were, that they sold their songs to. Mm-hmm. So these songs could have been on Britney's album. Maybe one or two. I mean, they do lie a lot. So now that I'm like saying it out loud, I'm like, wait a minute. This would have been Britney Spears' song. Okay, yeah. I think they were lying. Oh my God, I'm so gullible. Yeah, okay. You're singing Britney's song that you caught over her. Yeah, okay, I'm an idiot.
Okay. Have you...
do you like her music?
So let's talk about Derek and Bachelor in Paradise.
What do you think of her music? It sounded like you didn't like it.
No, I just want to talk about Derek Paradise right now. That's all I want to do.
Okay, so you listen to it and you don't like it.
We talked about it a lot last episode, and I said that I actually gave her a lot of props for having courage to go in the studio with all those cameras, because it's obviously like already like a very stressful and an anxiety ridden moment to like go lay down tracks.
But not
or whatever.
If you're delusional.
And to do that with like a bunch, like a camera crew around, and like, you know, Justin, Bobby, and Spencer, and everyone like being there, I imagine that's like even exponentially like more stressful. So I think like, you know, like if you looked at the internet or whatever, people were saying that she was pitchy or whatever. And I was saying I was giving her a pass because like, how stressful would that be? One, like you're out there recording stuff. And then two, there's this whole camera crew that's there doing it. And you know, it's gonna be on national TV. That's like just super stressful. So for everyone that was like giving her crap about it, I would just say like, you gotta like understand that there was probably a lot more going on. I mean, we talked about the song a lot on the last episode, where it's all about like, it doesn't matter about fame and fortune. And it's all about like, you know, being true to yourself. And, you know, it's like this kind of like this Christian gospel song or whatever. And then, so mm-hmm. she's saying that, and then like, and the other side of her mouth, she's, you know, there's this make Spidey famous again thing. So it's like kind of like blatantly hypocritical. So I think the message is a little confusing.
Thank you. That's what I've just been saying for so long too, is she's a walking hypocrite.
Yeah, so those are my thoughts.
So I'm glad that my partner has seen it. The song itself, did you like it? If it wasn't her song?
Eh, I'm not a big pop guy, gotta be honest with you. Or like, yeah. And also like, I'm not a big Christian pop guy. That's a very unique genre that I haven't delved into yet. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a fine song. I think they need to do probably some things to it and work on a little bit more, but I give her props for having the courage to go in there and do that. Okay, hold on. Can we please talk about Derek real quick?
Okay.
You're not watching The Hills. Are you watching Bachelor in Paradise?
Is he still on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did the show take a break?
No. You took a break and went to Dubai. So, okay.
Wait a minute, because I was watching it from the start.
Yeah.
And it's only 6 weeks, right?
Yeah, right now we're in the fourth week. So yeah, there's going to be another episode tonight, and then there's another two episodes next week, and then another two episodes the week after
that. Okay, so it must be tonight.
Anyways, after Derek gets dumped by Demi, a lot of people out there are saying that he should be the next Bachelor. And as someone who's dated Derek, I was wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Oh, is this like a rumor that could actually be true? Is there another guy rumored?
Yes, there's three guys, and he's in the running, I think, with the three. It's Peter, Mike, and Derek. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Good for Derek.
What do you think about if he were to become the Bachelor?
I would love it for him if it makes him happy. You know, this is looks like it'll be a fun journey for him. I'm so happy for him. But I really wanted him to find love, true love. I'm not saying that it's impossible on the show, but a lot of these girls, you know, a lot of the girls they put on are too young to be in a committed, serious relationship leading to an engagement. And everyone there, I'm not just saying it's the girls, has, you know, something to promote, you know, a bit of, you know, keen to be famous. And I could see his heart being like thrashed over and over again, like stuck in a rip curl. And he just deserves the best. But I don't think the best is going to be the producer's selection of all these girls, you know, writing in to be on the show.
Is there
to eventually become the next Bachelorette, you know?
Is there any possibility?
God, now I'm so like, ugh.
Is there any possibility that if he becomes a bachelor, you'll go on the show and fight for his love?
No, like if I was there, you know, with Derek, like in this, you know, on and off thing, absolutely. It might just be the kicker that I need to be like, I can't let this guy go.
Mm-hmm.
But I've removed myself so much from the States. Like I haven't turned on my American phone since the plane ride here. So Derek has not been in my thoughts because I haven't been watching Bachelor in Paradise, but if I was in LA and we were still like in contact, like how we were when he was filming this and this drama happened, yeah, it might be the wake up call. Like, okay, like these good guys don't just sit around. Like they get snatched. They get snatched up.
Well, I have to say you'd be television gold to be on that show. So
are you kidding me? These young girls calling me a cougar, an old lady. I would be destroyed and in tears in the first second. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Wells, do you remember what I'm supposed to do for my walk up? I'm supposed to come drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Derek. Just to let you know, I've been drinking since yesterday and I don't have a hangover. I'll see you inside.
All right. Well,
so does he, what is he saying?
I don't think he's really
but
saying
again,
anything.
Like, I think it's like, I'm surprised that he wants to go on the show.
Oh, I don't think that he's like campaigning for it.
That he didn't want to be on TV.
I don't think he's campaigning for it. I think what I'm trying to say is that after him getting dumped by Demi and him showing the world like how like nice of a guy he is, now the country is crying for him to be the Bachelor.
I know he is just, he's really special.
Yeah.
He's a gem.
Screwed that one up.
But do you think that he could find love on, what do you think is best for him? Just in like.
I told him.
Not as serious. Yeah. What'd you tell him?
I told him from personal experience, it's much better to be the guy that everyone wants to be the Bachelor than actually having to be the Bachelor. And he was like, that's probably true. So that was my thought.
He's going to have a field day with this. If he does become the Bachelor with his whole job.
I know.
I mean,
who knows?
He was right all along. What was he doing every day?
I know. Well, keep tuned. And I find out that he's going to be the Bachelor, I'm immediately calling producers and giving them your number. Okay.
Dude, if he becomes the Bachelor and Caitlyn is dating Miley Cyrus right now, like,
what world
are we living
in? I'm going
to fly home just to like see if this is all real. Because it is so out of this world to me right now. Yeah, if he becomes the Bachelor and Miley and Caitlyn like have moved in together and have like promise rings, I will be flying back to LA. I'll be seeing you in Burbank so I can look out the window and be like, Hollywood is fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Hilsia.
Show's over.
Nice.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.